Today's daf Maseches Erevin daf Ein Dal. The Gemara is analyzing the Mishnah from yesterday's Amud Beis, which established the similar rules governing the alleyways and the chatzeros, the courtyards, which have overlapping halachos. So this would all be vis-a-vis residents that were living in the courtyards, and those courtyards that are spilling into the alleyways, contributing to the communal air to be able to carry in those areas. A debate ensued at the end of today's Amud Aleph about an alleyway in which someone named Ivut Bar Ihi there was living in that alleyway, and there was only one house and one chatzah. So Eva put up a lechi over there to fix the area so he could carry in the alleyway. And you off, we go to Shmuel. Shmuel Paskin was permitted to carry there. This psak of Shmuel seems, the Gemara brings, seems to have gone against the Mishnah. At least the way, according to Rabbi Elazar, seems to understand it, that the Mishnah seems to say that an alleyway is not an alleyway, and halachically speaking, if you want to just fix it in order to carry there with a lechi akara, you can only do so if it has a minimum of two courtyards connected to the alleyway. So from Shmuel, the Gemara says Shmuel was ishtik, Shmuel was silent. From his silence and from the story with Ivut, it appears at the beginning that Shmuel disagreed completely with the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and says, no, not so quick. Maybe Shmuel retracted and held like Rabbi Lazar, really did held like Rabbi Lazar, hold like Rabbi Lazar. And the case that had been in discussion was about a chazan of a Beit Knesset, chazan of a shul. And this person ate at his home, which was not in the shul, somewhere else, and he slept in the shul. So Ivut thought that you say your place of eating is going to be your residence. The shul is not a residence. And therefore, he made a conclusion for himself that he could put up a lechi as an extension of this concept. He could put up a lechi, and that would be enough to allow him to carry in the alleyway, even though he lived there by himself. But it wasn't true, says the Gemara, because Shmuel debated Rav on this point, as we know from earlier a few days ago, and he went by sleeping location. Makom Lina, that was Shmuel's psak. Rav said it was Makom Pita, we go by the place where you eat. Shmuel says the place where you sleep. That's establishing a residence, and the chazan could have the shul as his residence. So let's make a few points here. First of all, the chazan here was not a leader of services, but rather a shamus, an attendant or facilities manager, and his job was often to care for the young people who studied in the shul. And the sleeping there, his sleeping there could have been also for certain protection for the shul. So 2 points of halacha l'maisa. The shul l'meishiv, Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson, has a sefer called Sefer Yad Shaul, Chelek Beis Yaradei, Reish Pei Vav Oz Gimel. He discusses the shaila, the question of whether a shul that has a residential space inside of it, has a makom dira, a place where a person's living, would that shul require a mezuzah in the entranceway? We'll discuss in a minute whether a shul in general has a mezuzah on it. So Rav Nathanson quotes from the Gemara Psachim, and of Kuf Aleph over there, which is discussing the scenario where guests or poor people would eat their meals in the shul. That would be on Shabbos. So we're going to have to wait a little bit until Psachim to go deeper into this, but that Gemara is also the source for the custom in shuls. They're making a Kiddush on Friday night. It happens to be that many poskim point out that in modern times where people are generally not eating in shul, we're running into an issue of bracha levatala. In fact, Rav Avadya Yosef brings in Sefer Chazon Avadya, Chelek Beis, on the first page there, that in a community where it can be assumed that everybody is accounted for making kiddush in their homes, kiddush should not be made in shul. Rav Nathanson in that discussion seemed to make the point that the residence is really a separate area and room. Therefore, there would be no mezuzah put up. When I served as a camp rabbi 1 year, a shul was dedicated in the camp, and the family also purchased mezuzahs for the entranceways. Beautiful shul, beautiful mezuzahs. One would have thought, all the more so on a shul, we would make we put up a mezuzah and make a bracha. But the Torah says, al mezuzot beitecha. The mezuzah is really something that goes in the home. And a shul doesn't have that same status that a home does, and therefore would be exempt. So the halacha and shulchan aruch yirdei, reish peivav gimel. However, shuls over Jewish history did often serve other functions, especially in times where there was a lot of poverty and people needed a place to live or a place to sleep while they were traveling and so on. In that case, they would put up mezuzahs in those areas. However, in addition to this, shuls also have more utility, such as being used as a place to give shiurim. And that's another justification that many poets can point out. Once you're there and you're spending more hours in the building, it gives it more of a residential status. Nevertheless, the poskim agree that you could put up mezuzahs, you just wouldn't put up without a bracha. So in this case, we put up the mezuzahs, we made a bracha tova meitiv on the whole experience, since the shul was, thank God, going to benefit so many people.